Coming to you from Cary, North Carolina, and Jackson, Michigan, it's the Get Options Podcast with your hosts Adam Silver and Kyle Maurer. This is the show where your WordPress questions are given some serious and not so serious options. And here they are.
Why, hello, and welcome to episode 141 of the Function Get Options Podcast, the irreverent fun advice show about your life with WordPress. I'm Adam Silver with my friend, my buddy, my compatriot, Mr. Kyle Maurer. Say hi, Kyle.
Hi, Kyle. And hi, Adam. How are you doing today,
man? I'm good. It's been a few weeks. We're back on the air. Microphones in front of us. Audio working.
I love being on the airwaves, man. Does it feel like kind of like we're like radio jockeys or whatever they were called, like a morning radio show?
Well,
doesn't it feel kind of like that?
It can. It sometimes. And honestly, I think, I don't know if I've ever told you, but when I lost a job back in like 09, I considered doing that with a buddy of mine named Chris. We wanted to do like AC 360. Anderson Cooper 360 was big, was very popular then. So we're going to do, it was Adam and Chris, we're going to call it AC 945-ish. in the morning, because he was driving to work, and I thought we'd do a lot. So we tested it. I figured out how to do it, and then because I was streaming and the internet wasn't ready and Verizon wasn't okay with that, yeah, my internet got shut down for a day. But now you could totally do it. Yeah, no. But yeah, we should just make this daily, from 4 hours from 8 to noon. Every day.
That would be so fun. Yeah, just like talk about everything that's on our total
news,
randomness,
yeah.
like our overly long preamble to the show every
week,
episode,
every 2 weeks,
but
yeah.
Just like live. It's so.
And have been, calls
I've,
coming.
I've only
in.
Like I've been like a sort of like a guest on a radio thing a couple of times, but it was so fun. Just like the one time where I was like co-hosting a volunteer thing, and a friend texted me and was like, "I was just listening to the radio on the way home," and I was like. That laugh sounds kind of like Kyle.
That's awesome.
Oh, wait.
It is, Kyle. Yeah.
It's awesome to be live on the airwaves.
So I'll put it out there right now. If anybody wants to sponsor that and have us on live during the day, like a few days a week, let me know. And you know, we can fit into our schedule with sponsorship.
Right.
It has to be sponsored.
Also, if you still listen to the radio.
Right. Well, this would be internet radio, obviously.
Internet radio. All right.
Yeah.
That's kind of like what we're doing, right?
Right. That's what this is. Absolutely.
Yeah. I don't know. Podcasting is the modern thing. It's so fun.
Right.
Everybody has a podcast these
Just
days.
About.
The podcasting is the new blogging.
Right. And blogging was the old, I have a script.
Mm-hmm.
Or I'm an actor. Well,
so the question is, what's going to be after podcasting?
Back to, I think, writing scripts and acting and waiting, which is really just waiting tables.
Yeah. Sad.
So what's new in your life? What's going on?
Let's see. Some work stuff. There's been kind of developing one of the things that has been going on lately is I don't know, long story short, but I've taken on some like sort of additional responsibilities at Sandhills.
Yeah.
And this is kind of a new change for the foreseeable future. So I'm the director of operations at the company and have been for a little more than a year and a half. And that's been my primary, basically sole focus for that time. And I love it.
Mm-hmm.
I love doing operations. I didn't know that much before how much I would love it, but I do. It's my thing. It's what I want really the next chapter of my career to be, and I don't like predicting the future too far forward, but I digress. I also have other interests and I'm enthusiastic about product development and a little bit about marketing. That's a lot of what my past career was, and some development, you know, kind of that's the tier. But our company has a little bit of a need for more help in product management at this time, and so I kind of said I could help for a little while temporarily. Mm-hmm. We have like some products that currently don't have the ability to hire a dedicated person to be the sole product manager and nothing else for them. And so somebody in the company has to wear that as a second hat.
Yeah.
And
I mean, I offered, but you guys just don't like me enough. So I get it.
That's what I'm saying. Like, we just can't afford you quite yet.
Right. Or that. I think you actually might be able to.
Let's talk. So if somebody here currently has to do it as a side thing, and I said, well, how about I help?
Okay.
For the foreseeable future, I am director of operations and product manager for Easy Digital Downloads.
Sweet.
So that's the product that I kind of stepped
for
in.
For version 3.0,
very new.
3.0 or 4.0?
All the point O's.
Too soon.
No, we're working on it. I haven't done much yet because this is really only like a week or two that I've been thinking about it, and I've only just like getting my head around the product and where it's at and what we should do next. But product management is more of an emphasis on the long term than the short term.
Yeah.
And kind of like figuring out where you want to position the product in the market and which competitors matter and where the industry is going and what the identity of the brand is and all that blah, blah, blah stuff. So I'm studying our metrics and trying to figure out what's the best plan for growing the product and so on. So it's a fun new challenge that's on my plate now.
Cool. Right on. Yeah, product management's key. I mean, as is project management, but it's a different role. It's the bigger picture of the product itself. I mean, you know, yeah. I think, I don't know if the audience knows, but I was considering a role of that nature for a large company this time last year. Actually, I was ready for that pivot a year ago, and then it didn't work out, and then COVID hit, you know, and then now my business is just like, I'm almost at $500,000 in my mind,
yeah.
you know.
Yeah. So. Right. In liabilities.
In liabilities. Yeah. In debt. I mean, $500,000 in debt. No, that's terrible.
Right.
So, but I mean, I've considered product management versus project. Yeah. It's cool.
I love product management.
Yeah.
If I weren't doing ops, I'd be doing this, because product management is just like so fun. The possibilities are endless. You just have to think holistically about a product and like think, come at it from every angle.
Right.
And that's kind of for people like you and I who have kind of done so many things in the past, we like to think about the whole picture. Mm-hmm. And so when you're a product manager, you're thinking about the product itself and its code and the changes in the roadmap. You're thinking about the marketing and the branding. You're thinking about the public, and you're thinking about the support and all these different angles. Like, how can we make it cohesive? How can we make it sing and work together? And
yeah, it's kind of crazy. You know, and people don't realize it. Then you're also planning for 30, 60, 90, 1 year out. So days, then year, 3 year, 5 year. You know,
totally.
And then things that you can't even think that you may need to even address as the other, that's a big question mark, especially like if you're doing a developer tool or something. I was going to go in that route, you know, but
for sure.
It's interesting. It's good stuff. Awesome.
It's fun.
Nice.
It's fun.
I'm happy for
what
you.
What about you? What's up? What's up? What's up?
I came back this past week. I took a few days pseudo off. You know, I'm trying to do the sabbatical or break. I didn't quite do the whole thing. I definitely needed it. I mean, I feel a little guilty. I even told my wife this, that once I left and got on the plane to go to California, I'll tell you why in a second, I realized my neck and my stress just kind of went away, because I just wasn't trapped in my 12x12 office here, you know. So just getting out of a new scenery was helpful. But I went to California to celebrate and surprise my father for his 90th birthday.
Oh, happy birthday, Pa.
Yeah, so my dad is now 90, which is amazing. He still works. He still practices law. His words, he's practicing until he gets it right.
Wow. Dang.
Yeah. I
didn't realize he was so young when he had you.
Yeah, not really. Yeah. the other way around. And on the flip side of that coin, we just did the paperwork for FAFSA for Parker for college. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Which is, we did that for Avalon a few years ago. Now it's, you know, his turn. So now we're like going through that process, and that's so fun. Not.
Isn't it? Yeah,
I'm actually looking, I was talking to Ellen about it also. I'm looking for myself again. I have an account. I could apply for loans and scholarships and stuff as an adult to go get a grad degree. So it's back a little bit on the table. So.
Right. So we'll see. That would be very you, I guess, because you haven't taken on enough things to
do. I let stuff go already. I have not bought a
idle time.
I have not bought a domain this year. I mean, mind you, it's only 60 days into the year. The year is young, but anyway.
This is pretty good. Let's keep that streak going.
Okay.
Yeah. Now, like, mark it on the wall, like 61 days without purchasing a domain.
It's like days without accidents, right? Yeah. Workplace incidents. Yeah.
Exactly. Exactly.
That'd be fun.
I want to see that on your wall.
That could be adamdoesntbuydomain.com. How many days? Like, you know,
no.
No.
I just want to see a giant number on your wall that you update daily.
Okay. I'll take it. I'll send you a photo every day.
Okay.
That's awesome. Got a whole bunch here. I'll take the first two. You take the second set.
Yeah. Okay.
Aaron Campbell has moved over to Newfold Digital, and Newfold Digital is the rebranded name of all things that were endurance in a group, technically.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah. So I think he's actually in the Bluehost team, possibly. So
gotcha.
He's a contributor, a core contributor, but he was at GoDaddy.
Right.
And now he's the new Phil.
He was a contributor, at GoDaddy. Like he's the security czar or something.
Yeah. For the WordPress project. Yeah.
Right.
So he's moved over to Newfold Digital.
He's the nicest guy.
He really is. I met him. I've known him for years. We kind of get talking. We've spoken a handful of times, but it was a dev day. I mean, the Sunday, kind of one of those days.
Yeah.
We were speaking in Phoenix a couple years back, and I always kind of just like was in awe by him, and I didn't really know him, but he knew who I was, and we ended up talking.
He's brilliant.
And we just kind of, he's just so giving and calm and just,
yes.
I really, really like
and
him.
The amount of responsibility that he has, like head of security for WordPress.
Right. That's huge.
WordPress, like, it's an enormous role. Mm-hmm. And anytime I see him, he's just like patiently talking to like average Joe user at an event about their little concerns.
Right.
And he's shouldering an immense burden.
It's amazing. Yeah.
Yeah.
So he moved over to Newfold Digital. Christy Chernos is leaving the WPMRR podcast just to have more margin and space in her life. That was on, they announced that on their show.
Respect.
Respect to that. Yeah. I mean, congratulations.
Yeah. It's, take care of yourself and focus on your priorities, guys. Right. Don't feel ashamed of changes you have to make like that.
I mean, case in point, we've taken breaks here because schedule and in life, it happens.
Sure.
You know, I don't feel bad. Yeah.
Yeah, so, we're not accountable to anybody.
No, not unless you're a sponsor. Yeah.
We don't owe you nothing.
Right. All right, you want to take the other couple?
Okay, Josh Pollock and Joel Worsham joined 10UP. You heard of those guys?
No. Who are these guys? Are these guys new in the field?
They're the nicest guys.
They're pretty cool, too.
They're super great.
You know Joel pretty well. Why don't you tell people how you know Joel?
Joel, yeah, we met, let's see, spring break 1998, Cancun. It was the best of times. It was the worst of times.
Okay.
There was a unicorn, I think, or maybe I dreamed it. But Joel and I worked together for a little while. If you check out joelworsham.com, he's got like the coolest kind of like resume type site. Mm-hmm. It's really slick. And at the very bottom of it, under work experience, he has like a nice little sentence about his previous job. Working with me at the agency that I co-founded.
Right. Awesome. And Josh Pollock, also a great guy. Mm-hmm. So they're both over at 10UP, which is awesome.
Oh yeah. 10UP snatching up the most talented people.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah. The other two that I didn't know that these ones until this morning. So.
Right. Officially David Beha and Nina Pacifico are now members of the Sandhills development team, both developers working for our affiliate WP brand.
Cool. Awesome.
That's great. Yeah, we're excited to have them on board.
So congratulations to all of those people with new roles, gigs, responsibilities, and hopefully income.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right? I'm just saying. So.
Right.
Right.
What you wearing, what you're wearing, what you're drinking now.
All right, I'm going first. I am wearing, for the first time, I've had this in the closet. I'm trying to pull things out that I haven't worn in a long time. I'm wearing a Pagely hoodie that was sent to me by their CEO because I was giving them a hard time on Twitter like a year ago. So I got a really, it's super nice. It's slick. It's a slick Pagely hoodie. I'm drinking coffee, but not just any coffee. It's Costa Rica coffee. Just a little connection there. And it's in a Sandhills dev logo mug.
Right.
So if you can't see me, I'm on Skype with him, with Kyle, and it's all the logos.
I know. It's great. It's limited edition.
It's one of my favorites.
Yeah.
And I'm still reading Ultra Learning because it's pretty dense. So I'm almost done with that. It'll be done.
Man, when are you going to finish this?
Yeah, you shouldn't talk to me. Just ask
<It's>
Scott.
<funny.
laughs> Scott's son.
Chuckle.
Yeah. What do you got?
Okay. I'm wearing an A2 hosting t-shirt. WordCamp Ann Arbor hoodie, a WordCamp Ann Arbor hat, sipping on my morning coffee, a second cup, actually. I'm turning into a 2-cup per morning person these days, but I wonder why. And I'm still reading The Last Wish.
Okay, there you have it. So, okay, good. Good times. Hey, Kyle, guess what time it is?
I'm guessing it's time to call your senator and tell him to pass that stimulus bill. Am I right?
Well, there's definitely that. And that's right. It's also questions time. That's right. You sent them in. We read them. We researched them. And now it's time, with my radio voice, to give you some options. Be there Sunday. All right. First question comes in from Doug. I'll read this one first. Yeah?
Yeah.
I currently work as a developer at an agency, and I'm looking to switch into a more of an operations or PM role. Either product manager, project manager, I guess. What are some options to make this interest known to upper management?
Sure.
Yeah.
Right.
Solid question.
Isn't it?
It really is.
Isn't it? I want to get your take on my first response.
Yeah, I have three, but go ahead.
Tell me how you feel about this. Okay. Like, the thing is, management can be sensitive and egotistical. This is just some, you know, we got to be mindful of that. If you just tell them outright, they're going to feel threatened and honestly probably fire you on the spot. Mm. You need to make them think that this was their idea. Mm-hmm. You know, you're in luck. I know a guy. He goes by the name of Cobb. And what he does is a little ethically dubious, but it works. He'll work with you to catch your manager while they're asleep. Then he'll plug them into a device that allows the two of you to enter into the manager's dreams. Oh. I know this sounds crazy. It's science fiction, but I'm telling you, it's legit. I saw this documentary all about it and his success stories. And you should watch it yourself, too. Look it up. But
it's almost...
And you can hire him to help you plant the idea in the manager's dream. So they wake up thinking, Doug needs to be working in ops or project management. Huh. Foolproof.
Yeah.
It might be expensive though, but you know, just
yeah.
It's probably worth it.
Yeah.
That's the approach that I would take. What do you think?
Yeah, I like it. I like it a lot. It's almost as if the conception is their own.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Kind of like that. Yeah, that sounds familiar.
Yeah, right.
What's that?
It's a good option. It's a solid option. Okay. It really is. I mean, yeah. it could be cost prohibitive.
It's possible. It's possible. Right. That's why we've got other options
right.
for you.
So I think maybe go a little bit more subtle personally. And I think nowadays with the need, I think there's deals to be out there to get the information out to the upper management. Like you said, you don't want to offend them. I think if you invest in a handful of billboards on people's drive to work on the
handful. Just yeah. Talk about cost prohibitive. That could be pricey too.
No, they're cheap now. Trust me, I looked into this.
Oh, okay.
Because no one's on the road, so they just need eyeballs, right? They need the dollars. So I think billboards, hire Kyle or hire Doug. Doug is a great PM. Like, I approve this message. That kind of stuff. I think billboards is key.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Option one.
You just have to know where your boss is going to be driving.
That's not hard with Spokio.com. Not a sponsor.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
I like these options. Anything else?
Well, I have another one. So the other one, it's actually in the same vein, but I think a lot more affordable, like literally a lot more affordable. Maybe I should start with this way. But you need to get more people involved. I think bumper stickers.
Bumper stickers.
For other people's cars that surround.
This is sounding like a real campaign.
Right. It's pretty much, I'm going the campaign route. Yeah.
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 Doug,
it's like running for office.
Doug for operations, 2024.
Right. Right. Yeah. Start a phone bank.
Right. I mean, yeah. So bumper
a super
stickers.
Pack.
So, yeah, I think that's the way to go. Bumper stickers, relatively easy to way to go. You can order them off of, Printful, not a sponsor. And,
Yard
you know.
Site. Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome. Yard sites would be my third one. No, I have a third one, but as well. But what else you got? I have one more, but what's your other one?
Okay.
Or two.
Let's see. I think that I do have experience with this, this kind of a discussion. We're in part of a growing company and, I have been in now like four different roles, at least at Sandhills. And contributed in just about every way that somebody can. And lots of other people have. Like when it's a small, tiny company and it grows, there's new roles that appear, but not necessarily new people to fill. And everybody's wearing multiple hats until the company gets large enough that, most of us get to wear just one or occupy a seat. Is it better to wear a hat or fill a seat or something like that? Those are, I guess, synonymous. I know all about this from both the employer perspective and the employee perspective. I'm the bad employee who just chases whatever I'm interested in. And there are good employees here who have year after year continue in the same discipline, just getting better at that and moving along the same path and being reliable. And then there are bad employees like me who's like, I'm not into that anymore. I want to do this other thing. And fortunately, I've had a very gracious employer and who is very accommodating and also needs the things that I have been interested in, at least I think.
Right.
I know that from the employer perspective, overnight discipline changes like this are not easy to pull off and can be very disruptive and they're hard to respond to. So I would encourage you to not expect that. Or even ask it of your current employer, unless for some reason they have an opening and your experience fits it better than your current role, which doesn't sound like is the case in the question, but there could be circumstances where it does make sense. And you just say, hey, I want that job. But if that isn't the case and your background really is in development, because yeah, Doug says he's a developer, then I think that you can express an interest in learning more about some things a little bit, but approach it with the mindset that if you're changing disciplines entirely, this is probably going to be a gradual process and done best, not like over a day,
but
over months or potentially years, an extended period of time where you get exposed to this other discipline. This is a totally different department potentially.
Right.
And get opportunities to like participate in those discussions and then participate in those projects and then gradually like accept some responsibility for it. One, ensure that you actually like it by getting hands-on. If you haven't done this professionally, I wouldn't like jump ship just because it sounds nice.
Right, right.
Do your best to get experience doing it and before making a career change. And then once you have a little bit of experience doing it, then you're in a position to prove to yourself that you like it and your employer that you're good at it. Mm-hmm. That's when you start to be able to open up discussions about increasing your responsibility there or even making a complete switch.
Right. No,
but, you know, you can't leave a big gaping hole behind you. You got to be able to, like, segue out of the current role and make sure those responsibilities are filled. And you got to be able to prove that you can do the new job.
Right.
In this case, kind of like it was my case, where no other company outside of this company would have hired me to do what I'm doing because I had no
practical experience doing it.
Experience. Yeah. There's nothing on my resume other than I ran my own agency. So that I was responsible for this stuff, but it was different. And so only this company where I had some opportunities to just like grab some extra responsibilities outside of my job description, demonstrate an aptitude for it, and then get a discussion going about how, hey, I like this. I'm good at it. It's going well. Why don't I do it more kind of thing?
Yeah, no, I agree. I mean, I think, I agree 100% on how you conveyed all of that. I think also if there's interest and there's no experience, then maybe take a course, because if you show that you're moving, you know, this kind of make it, you can be subtle. You're taking a course online, you get a certificate in, you know, ops or project or product management, you know, and then once you have the experience of some formal training, let's say, then use your voice and speak up, mention it subtle in a way, and offer to help and participate in addition to what you're doing. Like you can't just flip off switch A to go to B, like, hey, I'm done doing it, being a developer, I want to do this now. But if you make that migration slowly, I mean, people do move around companies. I mean, Ellen was case in point. Ellen, my wife, case in point, she started off in a certain role when she worked at the nonprofit. In over seven years, she moved around because she needed that, and she got those responsibilities. And eventually she became like second in line for the most part. She was like originally just the assistant, if you will. But then she became like, you know, the second in line to the executive director. If he got hit by a bus, she would have taken over. But after 7 years, she didn't want that role. He wasn't leaving, you know, it wasn't her ambition to do that. So she eventually left to get all together. Right. But she trained her replacement, same kind of thing. So yeah, I think it's a matter of learn about that. If Doug really wants to go that route, he has to make sure he has some experience, some practical training that he can improve to get someone to give him that opportunity within the company.
Yeah.
Right. And then just, it's like, you know, just take it on, say, hey, like you're saying right now, you're doing ops and you're going to do some product management because you're there.
Right.
So additional responsibility without any expectation of being paid more, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's
and I've had this conversation. Well, I've had, you remind me of conversations that I've had with other people at the company, because I talk to everybody about what are your future aspirations, your career goals, like where do you want to go and blah, blah, blah. I sort of ask that stuff to understand what people are hoping for or concerned about and so on. And I have had conversations with some people where they express and what sounds like a genuine interest in doing something different than what they are doing now. There's some people want to climb the ladder or continue on a logical path, and others express an interest in kind of jumping to a different department. You know, whatever. I'm in support and I want to do marketing, or I'm in marketing and I want to do development, or I'm in development and I want to do management, or something like that. And sometimes what you reminded me of is is a reminder to Doug to do the work. If you're serious about this, the responsibility is on you, first and foremost, to make that change. It's not someone else's responsibility. It's not your employer's responsibility. I have had conversations with people where they express an interest in that. And I might say something like, okay, well, that's totally fine if you spend a little bit of your work time learning, mm-hmm. take some online courses, mm-hmm. you know, do some exercises, help build this skill, and we'll talk about it later, like what you've learned, and maybe we'll talk about projects that you could participate in the future gradually to like build some experience with it. And sometimes they do, sometimes they don't.
Right, right.
And so when I circle back 6 months later and they're like, haven't done anything, what does that tell me?
It tells you that they're not going to follow through if they're going to give that opportunity possible. They're not that serious about it.
Right. They're not that serious about it. I've definitely gotten a vibe from some that, you know, I'm at the end of the day, they're not really that interested in that other discipline. They're interested in the fact that it pays more.
Right, right.
Yeah. Than what they're doing right now.
Right. True. Good point.
You know, there's all these... There's things like that.
Yeah, of course. It happens. Yeah, for sure.
It does. Solid. I was thinking about something else that you just reminded me of, too. And that was that, oh, yes, there's potential within your own discipline to get into a position where you're doing some of what you described. So like operations related stuff or project management stuff. You could, within the development team, potentially, there could be a way that your path forward is moving past getting, you know, code projects assigned to you and to-dos assigned to you, issues for you to fix, to the point where you are managing other developers. You could move up from senior developer to development manager.
There you go. Yeah.
And then you're effectively managing projects and you're delegating work to other developers and accountable for timelines and writing very little code. Mm-hmm. And that's, you know, that there's the potential that it is a logical progression for you and not a career path change.
Right.
So I would work with that. I would try and identify the aspects of this other role that interests you, appeals to you, like your interest in kind of like managing things and delegating and being responsible for a team and nurturing their growth and deadlines and stuff like that. Are you into that sort of stuff? Well, you might be able to accomplish that by logically progressing in your current role to one of higher responsibility, and you'll just get there.
Right.
And that might be a huge win for your employer. It's an upgrade for one of their staff.
Right. You know? That's a solid idea. It really is. It's impressive.
Well, I thank you very much, sir.
And on that, let's move on to question number two. Let's leave on a high note.
The next question comes to us from, I don't know who.
I don't have a name here. Yeah, I don't remember who this was.
We don't have a name.
Sorry.
Oh, my goodness. There's going to be someone out there just like cursing into their headphones like, oh, my question. Okay, so an anonymous person asked us, I've been promoted to a lead dev with that promotion, I've been tasked with doing code review. Truth be told, I hate code review. Matter of fact, I get angry when I look at other people's code. How do I stop getting so mad at that?
Yeah, I have a couple options here, obviously, as the show would be. Option one, anonymous, CBD gummies.
Okay.
Calm down.
That'll do the trick, eh?
Right. Well, in theory, that's what I've read about. I've heard that they help.
Do you have a domain that they can go to buy some by chance?
Adam CBD,
brought to you by
AdamCBDGummies.com.
Doggone you. I knew it.
No. Is it Shadra? She has a site.
Oh, yeah. Shadra Tarabi. Yeah.
Sure, you can go to her. I'll put a link in the show notes. not a sponsor.
Right. Yeah. Just an old friend.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
I have two others. You want me to do one more?
Well, let me tell you that I personally believe that this is a pretty easy situation to navigate.
Okay, yeah.
You do it right. It's not that hard. Just outsource this stuff secretly. If you don't like the work, it can be pretty systematized. There are tons of code review services and freelancers you can hire personally on a strictly confidential basis. You know, you start secretly shooting over your reviews to them, then deliver their responses to your team as though it was your own work. Then I mean, you're going to have to sacrifice some of your salary to do that, but, you know, just pass it on through, and you can spend the rest of your time filling out online surveys or manually mining Bitcoin or driving for Uber to make up that money, whatever it takes.
Nice. I like it. Solid.
Yeah.
And by the way, it's restartcbd.com.
Okay.
Yeah. My second option is therapy. Clearly, this person needs it.
It's possible.
It's really possible. Yeah,
just like reading code reviews makes you angry.
Yeah, it's like always. So. And I'll segue right to my third option there, and because I think they're tied together. Figure out really why you dislike it. Like perhaps you are affected by someone who lambasted your code early in your dev days, and you're still feeling that hurt. And so it just affected you so much that you just don't like looking at code. Maybe there is a connection there. Honestly, I mean, I don't know. I'm not that level of a developer to do code review or be part of a code review. I have looked at code, but I couldn't tell people good or bad right now. I'm just not that person. So I'm looking at it from the psychological, emotional, and that state. Like, okay, what is it? Why do you not like it? Just, you got to peel that onion, you know, like an ogre. Like Shrek. What?
Oh yeah.
So
classic.
Thank you. Yeah. You know, so there's got to be a reason behind it. Like, why is it that you don't really? Why does it make you angry?
Exactly. This is the first thing that I wanted to bring up too. Like, you really have to articulate better what is frustrating you. You know, because there could be really important things that you might hit on. Is your employer hiring people with the wrong skills?
Right.
You need to identify that. Or are they hiring people who are too junior for the roles? And this is really frustrating you. It's progress is slow. Clients are upset. You know, work is shoddy and you're having to fix tons of stuff that normally you wouldn't. Is that the case? You could be the leader who communicates this to leadership and says, you know, we got to fix something with our hiring strategy. We got to do more training for our staff. We have to hire people who are more senior. We have to, like, do we have to pay more? Do we have to do something different,
right,
to get people who actually are suited for the jobs? Is that the problem?
Right. There's something else there.
Or is it you? Yeah. Is it a personal thing? Are you the kind of person? I know these kind of people who are just like very uncompromising, unforgiving, unsympathetic towards people who lack the, you know, what you think that they should have, or like, don't do things your way.
Like the opposite of you is what you're saying. They're the opposite,
right?
Because you are the most caring, one of the most caring, compassionate people I know in the code space.
Oh, that's right. Wait, are you talking to me?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm not a code basher. I'm a pretty understanding fellow.
Unless they use a slider.
Yeah, that's just like unforgivable. Right.
But yeah, it's an interesting question, but I think there's missing information. It's like, yeah, what is the exact?
A little bit. But this is do some soul searching.
Yeah.
Like, is this you or is this
not
them? And by them, I mean, I don't blame so much the other developers, probably. If it's coming, I mean, if this is a case where it's like you're working with one person and their work is kind of, you know, lacking, maybe it could be a them thing. Mm-hmm. But if it's your employer and all the work that is coming your way makes you angry, then this is either you or your employer.
Right.
You either have a personality issue here or something that you need to work on.
I mean, is it that old school God complex of IT people? Maybe like I'm the best person here in this. Why should I even waste my time looking at this person's code?
Yeah. Yeah.
I hate to.
Maybe. I don't know. I mean, I've definitely known developers who kind of need to get off their high horse.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah. A little bit. You know, this isn't rocket science. You know, you're not saving the planet.
I mean, like,
here,
what's his name?
Oh,
the guy that's been on here. What's his name? Dustin. I mean, no, wait, not Dustin.
Oh yeah.
I mean, he thinks he knows it all.
I know. 500 podcast episodes. Whoop de doo.
Whoop de doo.
Jeez. Okay. So it's either you or it's your employer is not putting the right people in the job, like asking things that they can't do.
Right. Yeah.
You know that and. That comes down to them. It's you or them.
Yeah.
Some soul searching here.
And those are the options. That's really that. You know, soul searching, figure it out, talk to your employer, CBD gummies.
Right.
Those are the options right there.
Yeah. Okay. I like it.
If you need something stronger, go to Colorado. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, Michigan too, actually.
That's right, yeah. All right, yeah. So moving on to this week's segment, which is...
It's time for Deletable History.
That's nice. That's smooth, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
All right, we have
here we go.
We got one. So you came up with this idea for this one.
We haven't done this segment in, I think, a long time.
6 months, at least.
Yeah, long-time listeners of the show might remember this segment, but new listeners, all the many, many new listeners we've picked up along the way might not remember how Deletable History works, but this is a segment where Adam and I dig up something from the past we're not particularly proud of, and like the fools that we are, share it with our followers.
Right. You want to go first?
Unashamedly. This time, the idea is we dug up early proposals from our career serving clients. These go pretty far back to like the beginning of when we had our first clients and we put together proposals and billed our clients and we didn't know what to charge or how to structure that stuff. And looking back now, it's kind of laughable.
Oh my gosh. Terrible.
Yeah. And I found a ton actually. So I wouldn't mind even coming back to this same concept in the future, just to nitpick the approaches that I took, the things that I sold, and what I charged for them.
Yeah, I have a couple. I mean, I pulled out three. Two are websites, one's photography. I have a ton more. They're offline. They're like on another hard drive that's not connected. But these are the ones I could find easily that are relatively old.
Great.
Yeah, you want to go first on one of them?
Sure. No, you go first.
Okay. So okay. I'm going to start with... I'll start with the oldest one I have here from a web. It's dated 2007.
Dang, that's really old.
Yeah. So it's when I was using Silver Lining Productions as the entire company name. Okay.
I was still in second grade.
Shut up. it's a two-page proposal with a table for a pricing on it. I should take a picture and block out some stuff. Maybe I'll put that on the website. People can see it. It said website domain registration. This will allow for you to own the .com. It's like I tell them what it does for them. As of today, this domain is still available for purchase. This domain will be registered with you as the owner, with Silverline Productions as technical and admin contact. Website design.
Thorough.
Yeah. So the second section is the design and reviewing what was needed and requested. One main page and three or four frames within.
Frames?
Frames.
Are you serious?
This was pre-WordPress. 2007.
WordPress
was 2 years old. I was not using WordPress.
Right, 4 years old.
2007, 2005. Didn't it start in 2005? No, three. Three years. So I didn't come to WordPress till 2009. Till the end. What year is this? This is 07. So 2 years to go before I even touched WordPress. Okay.
Right.
So
right.
I was using frames. This design would include all photos and either provided by you or photographed by Silverline Photography, my other company, for an additional fee. Text for the sections would be written and provided by you. I don't say like the client. I just said by you, The legalese wasn't quite there yet. Audio clips, because the guy was a musician, by the way, also to be provided by you as well. Okay, then I have a section here, just the table that my pricing that says fees. Website registration, $20 a year. Website design, $5.95, one-time fee. Additional pages available at additional fee. Website hosting, $20 a month, one-year minimum. Total for 1 year, $8.55.
Amazing.
Amazing.
Amazing. Yeah. Oh, man. I could have learned so much from you. You were ahead of me by a couple of years. But I did all of that stuff, too. It's so familiar.
I do remember that the client was his day job was a postal carrier, and he played in a band. He played music. On the side. he was trying to put some CDs out and music out,
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Back in the days when our big clients were other people's like side gigs.
Right.
Right. Hey, man. And I made some of my early websites using frames way past when they were cool, which really was never.
Right. Yeah.
Okay. Let's see. Let me pull out one of my first invoices here. Okay, this is invoice number 7, dated April 20th, 2012.
Okay.
Now, to be fair, like this isn't the first paid work that I did, but this was one of the first clients after I actually started a company. I hadn't even left my employer at the time. I was still just me and my business partner and I were doing this like on the side and didn't have enough clients to justify quitting our day job yet. Mm-hmm. But I had done some website builds independently, like in college for some people before this, but that was like, I didn't make an invoice. Mm-hmm. Okay. So for this client, it was a company that sold sunglasses online that I think I booked them through some sort of a gig website, what were those? There was freelance.com and Elance, yeah, and Guru and some Odesk was one back, yeah, then. I don't remember which one. And we got connected, and so this has three line items in the invoice, a net 30, quantity of one for each of these, because I don't know what software I was using to generate invoices. But the first one is blog management. I don't remember what that was. That was $100. social media management. I really don't remember what we did for that. That was $200. And WordPress problem resolution with a lowercase p, oof, mind you, oof, $0.
Whoa.
I don't know what that was. So total $300 for these three line items. And man, I struggled to remember what we even did for this client. I know that we were really into like the social media stuff, and we thought we had like Twitter was, it was possible to do more things with Twitter back then before they like changed their APIs and restricted a lot of stuff. So we could buy software, mm-hmm, download these programs that would allow us to like automate so much Twitter stuff. And it was terrible. What we were doing was making the internet a worse place, but we could automate like the following of tons of people related to keywords and the tweeting of a bunch of stuff and schedule like all these tweets based on an amalgamation of like junk topics and links and keywords and stuff and retweet stuff on a schedule. And it would just like turn it into this automated system. And not long after Twitter cracked down and made none of that possible, which meant that everything had to be kind of done manually. Oh, right. No.
Yeah.
But it blew up some of our social media management, our, yeah, spammy tactics. And let's see, that was when I was pretty new to WordPress. Actually, 2012. I must have actually quit my day job because I quit that back in 2011.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah.
$300 for blog management, social media management, and WordPress problem resolution. Hmm. What a descriptive line item.
Right, right. Here's another one. Here's one more of mine. Actually, I have two more real quick. One's photography. This one, it's also dated February 6th, 2009. It was a quote. Silver Lining Productions. I was living in Colorado at the time. It says, wedding video is the item. It's just an estimate, not even a proposal, just an estimate. Wedding videography. This is video, not even photography. This was a video for Robert and Megan at this location. I remember shooting there in El Segundo. So I think I was still living in, I'd have to think about it, but I was in transition between Colorado and back to California. So the location was back in California. So ceremony, reception, and three DVDs. Quantity one, rate $1,500.
Whoa.
Now knowing, like, you know, the whole thing was a small wedding, I guess. I was like, here, it's $1,500. I can make it happen for you. I think I was desperate for work at the time. I think I really was.
Oh, really?
I think so, because looking back, like, why did I only charge $1,500, one camera? It doesn't even tell me how many cameras. It doesn't tell me what time it started. No proposal here. I couldn't find the proposal, just the quote. So, man. Yeah. And then the other one, let me show one more real quick, then you can do yours. Much later in WordPress, my life. This is dated. Actually, I don't know the date of this one, but I know this is in the last probably
6 months.
No. More like 5 or 6 years ago before we moved here. So it's been more than 3.5 years, probably 5 years ago. This person took my class, one of my WordPress courses back at the adult school. And I'm still using Silver Lining Productions. So it says, this is where I got things all confused. Proposal for web design and development for name, and so then client, proposed by Adam Silver. Doing business as Silver Lining Productions developer. Mm-hmm. So that's, you know, I kind of had the legalese in there. Proposal and scope of work pertains to the new domain for blank. The work is to modify the website that is using WordPress platform with a Headway theme.
Oh, the Headway theme. Yeah.
All work will be done on the SLP development server and transferred to the hosting account arranged by clients. Ongoing maintenance shall not be part of this proposal, though it's available and is offered through Concierge WP. See? Neat. Silverline Productions, Concierge WP. And then at one point I had a line in this in these proposals where it said, if you want free resources, go to Kitchen Sink. It was just such a cluster.
Oh my goodness.
So confusing. And then one day I'm like, no more. Just
yeah.
Concierge was everything for WordPress development. And nobody knows Silver Lining, you know. Anyway.
Right. Come to me. I'm a three-stop shop right. for all your needs.
Right. Design of work. Per client meeting October 4th, 2016. Oh, this is 2016. Okay, so this is 2016. Client wishes to have a basic, clean, and not complicated design with needed functionality to maintain the site personally. Front-end, back-end programming, including styling of theme, menus, headers, footers, and recreation of base pages about contact and home. So testing and launch, timelines, design, 2 weeks. That's awesome.
Ooh, nice.
Development and testing, 2 weeks with weekly check-in. Yeah, it was just, I have a dormancy clause in here, which was awesome, actually, 21 days. And they actually did go dormant, and they disappeared, and they still owe me $750. They gave me, the fee for the setup was $1,500, 50% deposit required to begin work with the balance due upon completion, not the launch date. It literally says that. You know, I finished, but they never launched. They never got back to me. They ghosted me. I've reached
Come
out. It's been 2016. It's been 5 years.
Ridiculous.
It's gone. So,
okay.
Yeah, that was 2016. Crazy.
Headway.
That's even more brilliant.
Dang, man.
Yeah. Those are my three for this round.
Okay. My next two are also invoices using the same software, though I kind of tweaked in some gaudy ways the design of the software, like add some colors that just look bad. But the next invoice number 9, dated
nice.
May 4th, 2012, was to a farm nearby here that I got referred to from a friend, a woman who did horse boarding. And I built her a website. Web hosting is a line item, quantity 1. I don't remember the terms. I don't know whether this was yearly or monthly or quarterly or something like that. That was $40. And then web development, get this, $250.
Nice.
Yeah, that was for the full site build.
Awesome.
Yeah. And I am publicly admitting this, that site had a slider.
Oh.
Now this is for the same client. Later on, invoice number 21, June 29th, 2012, site maintenance. Now this, it's good for you that I'm not out there like competing with you and your business buddy, because back then I was undercutting everybody, charging monthly site maintenance, $15.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. It says hours, rate, $15. $15.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yep. We were booming. This was great.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah.
And FYI, the two domains that I mentioned, like the two sites, both those domains are now available. So if, you know, should I go get them? No, I'm kidding. Here's what I want. I want someone else to buy for me that domain. So Adam hasn't bought a domain in so many days. Then I can then update it daily. You know, but I can't buy it. Otherwise, it starts at zero. It starts at one.
That's true.
And then it goes back to zero. So, yeah. It's not, I can't purchase it. I know. I don't want to break my streak. I don't want to break the streak.
Yes. So keep it going.
If somebody wants to buy it for me, fantastic.
All right.
There we go.
Fun.
Yeah, that was
a great segment. I want to revisit it another time and dig into like actual, my first attempts at real proposals because I didn't really understand the importance of that. I had some like goofy contracts maybe, but mostly it was just like giving invoices and verbally describing everything to my early clients.
Yeah.
I was bad.
Yeah, but your
slider. I was very inexperienced and I was also very young. I was a lot younger than you.
Right. Your slider admission is like my frames admission.
Yeah. A little bit. I've been much more of a vocal anti-slider critic though.
Yeah. I think frames are still relevant. Iframes all day long.
Hey, an iframe is actually okay and a lot of the internet works through iframes.
Yeah, it's okay. So.
Yeah.
Anyway, if you want to share any of your proposals, by all means, send them in. We'll have fun with those too. That'd be kind of fun.
Oh, so much fun.
Right? So on that, I want to say thanks for listening. Be sure to email us any questions you have at questions@getoptionspodcast.com. Use the SpeakPipe feature on the website. You can find us online over mainly on Twitter, primarily, @get_options. I'm over at Hey Adam Silver. Kyle's at Mr. Kyle Maurer. We're on SoundCloud @get_options. Say goodbye, Kyle.
Goodbye, Kyle.
Hey, And we're out.
Made it through the episode. You know I made it through.